Today we celebrate the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, and it is a particularly special feast day for us, not only in the Universal Church, but particularly here in America. Because Mary, under this title of Immaculate Conception, is the official patroness of America. And so while we as a church universally celebrate Mary, we particularly as a country celebrate her in a more personal manner as our personal patroness. And as a reminder, this title of Mary today, the Immaculate Conception, is a dogma of the church that Mary was born without original sin. Can be confusing because we can often think that this feast day is referring to Jesus, especially when we have our gospel this evening. But Mary herself was conceived without sin so that she could bear our Lord. And I think our readings show us what it means to be without sin in our life. For Mary is the example of what a life without sin looks like. And to put it directly, to be without sin is to never have to hide from God. For sin causes us to hide from God. And Mary, as we see by her life, was one who never hid from God. In the first reading, we hear of Adam and Eve right after they have committed the first sin, which is really key. So since this is the first sin, they're going to have a very raw reaction to sinning, and in some sense, a very authentic reaction. And what is Adam's first reaction? It is to hide from God. He hides not only physically, but spiritually as well. For even when our Lord invites him and says, "Adam, where are you?" When he comes out of hiding, God gives him a chance to be honest and to make himself known by saying, "I have sinned." But Adam continues to hide from his sin by saying, "The woman whom you put here with me, she gave me the fruit." And so he hides behind Eve from this sin. And so seeing the stubbornness of Adam, God tries to invite Eve to see if she will come out of hiding. But she also hides behind someone else. "The serpent," she says, "tricked me into eating, and so I did." And so Eve herself hides behind the serpent. So Adam and Eve are so ashamed of their sin that it causes them to hide from God. Now compare this to Mary in our gospel, who has no sin to cause her to hide. The angel Gabriel appears to her and tells her that she will give birth to the Savior. And Mary, despite her feelings of troubledness and wonderment on how this could be, she could try to hide behind both of those, instead says, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord." In some sense, boldly saying, "Behold, here I am. I am not hiding." And so we see that sin causes us, like Adam and Eve, to hide from God. God, who wants nothing more than simply to be with us and to call us out of hiding. On the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, our patroness then, may we strive to follow Mary's example and stay away from all that causes us to hide from God, so that the angel Gabriel may say to us, as he said to Mary over 2,000 years ago, "Hail, full of grace, you who have no reason to hide, the Lord is with you."